Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Our job is not to stockpile. In fact, it'd be a reproach. If I've lived out my life and I left and there's all this money and resources that's been in our accounts in the ministry for 20 years, that could have been doing something in the kingdom of God. Are you listening? And we don't need to do things mindlessly, and we don't need to be moved by needs or guilt or condemnation, but we need to be open, realizing we're just here for a few days. And we're not going to take any of this stuff with us, and we need to be doing what the Lord tells us to do with it. You believe it?
Yes.
I do. What happened here? Fullness of bread. And what else? Abundance of idleness. What's one of the results of slothfulness? Sin. I said sin. What do you mean, Brother Keith? What do you do when you don't do anything all day? When you're not doing what you should be doing, what are you doing? Now think about this. If the Lord told you get up and go to work, but you stayed home to goof off, how many understand you are now out of the will of God? You are at a place you're not supposed to be, even if it's your own home. You're not supposed to be there right now. You're supposed to be somewhere else, which means you're out of the will of God. And out of the will of God is right where the devil wants you. Because now you're more subject to temptations. You have opened the door. You've actually invited him to come bother you. You don't want to do the will of God, so he's got something else for you. How about this? How about that? And you're bored. Bored people are not doing the will of God. It's not like there's nothing for us to do.
That's right.
When you're bored, it's not, and people try to say, well, I don't have anything to do. That's a lie.
That's right.
You know you got something to do. You just don't want to do that. So you're bored. And through abundance of idleness, it opens the door to the devil in people's lives. And while they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, they wind up doing things and getting involved in things and they shouldn't have been doing. One thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. And sin and iniquity, and it can go from worse, bad to worse. But you and I have made the decision we are not going to seek the rewards of the slothful. We don't want any of that. So we are not slothful. We're going to be diligent. Somebody say diligent.
Diligent.
Diligent. Say it again.
Diligent.
Diligent. Say it again.
Diligent.
Diligent. What does diligent mean? Remind me. What does that mean? What kind of person are you then? Fervent. Passionate. Eager. Promptly. Quick. Speedy. Well, let me tell you what's in your future then. Are you ready? Can you take some of it? You don't have to turn there, but listen, 2 Chronicles 15:7. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, be strong and don't slack off. This is the century. Your work will be rewarded. The NCV says, the New Century says, don't give up. You will get a reward for your good work. The CEV says, don't give up. God will honor you for obeying him. How many know if God said it, you can count on it? What does that mean? There's no chance that you might be diligent and nothing happen for you. Not even remotely. That you might be diligent, 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 obey God and please God, and then, you know, he can just kind of forget you and nothing good happen for you. No, our text said he is not unrighteous to forget. He will remember, And what else do we know? He will reward you. He will. You stay with it. You stay after it. You be diligent. You will be blessed. Proverbs 11 and 18. Proverbs 11, 18. The wicked works a deceitful work, but to him that sows righteousness shall be a sure reward. Somebody say sure reward. Psalm 19:11, talking about in keeping of God's word, there is great reward. Great reward. Turn to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. Say it out loud while you're turning over there. I believe God is. I also believe God is a good God, a rewarder of everybody that diligently seeks Him. Proverbs 28 and 20. 28:20, are you there? What does it say? A faithful man shall what?
Abound.
How many like the sound of that? How many would think abounds more than a few? Abound. Abound with blessings. Abound. Let me read that to you from another translation or two. The Living Bible says, the man who wants to do right will get a rich reward. The Young's literal said, a steadfast man, did you hear that? Steadfast man has multiplied blessings. I think we ought to say that a time or two. A steadfast man has multiplied blessings. The Message Bible says, the Message, verse 20, committed and persistent work pays off. Somebody say it, pays off. Pays off. Does it pay to serve God? Oh, yes, it does. Pays richly. And when does it pay? Both here and now, and then and there. There and later. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Go to the book of Ruth. I want to remind you of an excellent example of somebody that was diligent and somebody that got rewarded. Anybody ever read Ruth?
Yes.
Remember Ruth? No doubt there's a lot of stories about widows and daughter-in-laws throughout the ages and generations, but God picked this one out of all the millions of them, didn't He? He picked this one and He made it part of the Bible and held it up for us as an example forever. I want us to just read through a little bit of it and remind ourselves. So just go ahead and turn and find the book of Ruth. You know where it's at? Where is it? Well, Judges, can you find Judges? Or it's right before you get to 1 Samuel. Ruth, chapter 1. This story began on a sad note, didn't it? Ruth's husband has been killed or died. And the head of the family, which her mother-in-law's husband, is dead. And her sister-in-law's husband is dead. And particularly in those days, a family without any men could be a devastating thing. It could mean starvation. And you can tell they're about in that place. They're in desperate straits. And so the girls are still hanging around with their mother-in-law, and she tells them, you know, no need to stay with me. There's nothing you got to look forward to here. I mean, if I had a husband tonight, which I don't, and I conceived and had a son, you're going to wait for him to grow up, to marry, and there's nothing here for you. So go back to your people. See if you can get some help there. So one of the girls kissed her and said her goodbyes and left. But Ruth.
Yes.
Somebody say, but Ruth.
But Ruth.
But Ruth, verse 15, when she told her, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and to her gods. Now, this is significant.
Yes.
Now, don't you think that's interesting? She's been in a family that worships the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now the Bible tells us that when she leaves this family, she's going to go back to the gods that they worship. Brother Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, expression he used, he said a lot of people are just anybody's dog that'll hunt with them. What does that mean? Just anybody's dog that'll hunt with them. What does that mean? Well, whoever they're with, that's what they are. Whoever they're with. If there were sinners, they're sinners too. If they were church folk, they're church folk too.
Right.
But you need to know God for yourself. Amen. To the point that if everybody you know quit serving God, you're not going to go back.
Amen.
You know, you see, and it's sad that you see that leaders have fallen. You know what the biggest problem with leaders is? They're like you. That's their biggest problem, is that they're mortal and they got flesh just like you do. And anything you can yield to, they can yield to. Don't care what kind of calls on their life, what kind of revelation, I don't care how God used them in the past. Every day is a new day, and if you want to get up and yield to your flesh, you can mess up. And there have been many leaders that have fallen and have messed up. And you see, sometimes when this happens, churches just disintegrate. And you see, sometimes half the church just leave and not go to church anywhere. Just quit serving God. Well, now, just because a man of God or woman of God failed you doesn't mean God failed you. Why don't people have enough sense to know that? A lot of them don't. You see, so many, they just lose confidence in the Bible and lose confidence. That's ignorance. No man or woman saved you. No preacher that you've known and seen. God sent his son. He did it. He's the one that loved. And if every man you know fails you, that man sitting at the right hand of the Father never will, never will. So why would you quit him? He's never lied. He's never failed.
Amen.
Say it out loud. I'm going to obey God.
I'm going to
live for the Lord.
No
matter what other people do. Do you mean that?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me